Gunrunners, welcome all to the last of the Gunrunners podcast, or at least I'm pretty sure it is. This is coming from Mr. Indecision. Indecision 2012. Yeah. Okay, 11, but still, I was thinking, you know, like, that'd be a good day. It wasn't that, actually, wasn't that a Jon Stewart promotion for the elections in 2008, Indecision 2008. Hi, Kinsey. Hi, yeah. We'll follow you around. Okay. Come on, I'm following you. Now, I say this is the last podcast because I kind of came to the decision. And once again, I've allowed myself to get carried away with too many projects, and I really shouldn't even bother with this. I just need a little bit of time, and I'm not making any enough time for anything else. I feel totally overwhelmed with everything. So I'm cutting out this podcast altogether. That said, that hopefully will make me give me options to doing other things, and they won't be as regular. They're not going to be published like on Monday, every Monday or whatnot. I was actually thinking about turning this into a monthly podcast, but I just didn't even want to do that. So yeah, this won't even be a monthly thing. But in its place, that just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Saying in its place. I say in its place, but I'm trying to explore new promotional things, like a video. Video is the thing I kind of want to try out. So I might continue doing my updates, but I'm not going to do them in podcast form. I'm just going to publish them on YouTube and on SoundCloud for audio updates, I think, because I got a little app on my new phone that allows me to do that. Oh, Kinsey needs me to chase her. Rawr! I'm going to get you. So, yeah, I've decided that I'm going to just do updates like that. But I don't know if I'm going to do this big rambling stuff that I'm doing with this one. With, you know, this journaling, audio journaling is sort of what this podcast is. We'll see. Who knows? Now, let's see. The only big news for this week is that I've been working on Celtic Christmas stuff. I recorded, I think, the last two episodes of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast for the year, aside from the best of, which we'll see if I pull that out before the end of the year or the beginning of next. But I am hoping to finally get a babysitter. We're going to put Kinsey into, not a babysitter, but a daycare for a few hours each week. So hopefully I'll have time to actually get some work done and catch up on things. I'm feeling way overwhelmed, and I don't know what to do about it because there's not a whole lot that can be done, I don't think. You know, you have so much time, and I mean, get exhausted by the end of the day, and oh, Christmas, Celtic Christmas. I also put together a little website on a page on my website, markgun.com. Check under About. If you want to click that link, you'll see it comes up. I kind of want to do one of these days. Number one, I want to do a Christmas album, a Celtic Christmas album. I've been throwing the idea about doing a Celtic Christmas compilation CD next year, and I want to try to raise money for that to hire a publicist to actually promote an album of Celtic Christmas music, since I don't have distributors. That is another thing that would be awesome, you know. I have my own record label, Mage Records. I've been running it since 1997, I guess, is when I, maybe 99, I forget. Somewhere along the way, I had a Shotgun Entertainment. Then I learned that shotgunning in the music business was bad. You're not supposed to do that. But so I have a Mage Records. I started that, I think, with the Bards, maybe a little bit before there. And unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of ability to really get promoted to do much with this label. This is where I always kind of wish I was better at networking with people, and I have a couple wonderful people who are actually helping me out on various projects, you know, who I, you know, mention them all the time, but Jan and I never can pronounce her last name, but she starts with a C. Nevertheless, sorry, Jan. And then there's all these people that help out, you know, Stephen McSweeney and a bunch of people on the Celtic MP3s or Celtic Music Magazine. I always get that mixed up, but they're just amazing people who've helped me organize my life. I could use some more, obviously. But the record label aspect is one of those things that I really would love to. But, you know, it's like to find a helper, you know. Sorry, Kinsey wanted her cowboy hat, not for her to wear, for me to wear. Yeah, I know. Ah, howdy, Pilgrim. So, any case, I kind of got the idea of doing that with the record label, but I just don't have time or ability or unsure how to, you know, turn it into a profitable venture and get to make it worthwhile for someone to actually help out, or, you know, if they did it for free. But I don't know. It's all those things. I think I'm getting lost because I'm babysitting right now and looking after Kinsey right now. Oh, that was a trip. 2 days ago, the neighbors needed help with their baby. They have a 10-month-old. Oh boy. So I got to babysit two little ones for half the day. Gwen came home around lunchtime, but it was not too bad. I did okay because, you know, Gwen and I would like to have another one in the future. So that was sort of like a trial run for me. I was like, this could be okay. The only problem was when I, you know, Sarah, it was the baby, and whenever there are things that, you know, I just don't know her signs, her signals, and what she wants. So when she started to cry at one point, you know, Kenzie started bawling too. She's like, "Well, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm gonna cry." It was both comical and stressful. But overall, it went pretty smoothly. She's a little, doesn't move nearly as much as Kinsey, so in that aspect, it was kind of easy. But there's also a thing that they say about 1 to 2 year olds, you know, think that they're the center of your world. Nothing else exists but them, and which is kind of true. But but when I'm had to take care of Sarah, you know, Kenzie did not like that much at all. Very, a little jealousy here or something. So, hi there, sweetie. I just can imagine what it'd be like having twins or whatever. That would be tough. But what other news? Oh, Celtic Christmas. I had thought about the idea of doing like a Celtic Christmas show one of these days. In addition to a CD, I'd love to do an actual show, if for no other reason than, you know, it's nice having gigs in December, because trying to book stuff then is kind of difficult. And, you know, right now, the way I'm doing things is I book, you know, pretty much one big show a month. And if I had something like that, that would give me a nice big show and help me to keep feeding my family. So, all right, well, I guess that's about it. Hi, Kinsey. She's a little bit tired, I think. She woke up early this morning. She is the sweetie. She's learning so much. I posted a video this week where she was eating with a spoon all by herself. And she's learning to throw the ball back to Dada. And she's learning new words. Not really fast, but she's holding conversations with us. She's learned to pet the kitties instead of trying to rip their tails off or yank their fur off, which is awesome. Sarah was still trying to yank fur off. As I say, it is a delight and a joy. But all right, if you have any thoughts on these mini ramblings, I would love to hear them. And I would just, you know, drop me a line. Let me know what your thoughts are. And stay tuned. Yes, Kinsey. Stay tuned, because soon I'm going to start posting other things elsewhere again. No more new podcasts unless it's a specific short-term thing. Like I said, I do want to do a Hobbit thing, possibly. It depends if I can get re-involved or not. Or, and I'd like to do other, I have other ideas, just lots of ideas, but I'm not going to do this in podcast form. I just don't have the extra time to try to put that together in that form. Or at least being regular, or I don't know. Anyways, I will stop rambling. This is Mark Gunn, and I will talk to you soon. Have a merry, have a merry, merry Christmas. I hope you have just spectacular. I know mine's going to be. I'm looking forward to seeing Kinsey open up Christmas presents and wallow on my leg. Gunrunners. Sláinte.